Hello, and welcome to Media News Podcast with me, Mark Campbell. Media News aims to be an authentic voice bringing you real, truthful stories from the Middle East with a particular focus on the Kurdish question that is often ignored, self-censored, or suppressed by the mainstream media platforms. Today, we're so happy and very honoured to be joined by Özlem Yeniay and Oliver Schmidt from the University of Potsdam in Germany. Özlem and Oliver have organised a series of seminars covering topics that include anarchist philosophy, the social ecology concepts of Murray Bookchin, and within the context of the Rojava Revolution, the seminars are also looking at the ideas of the Kurdish leader Abdullah Öcalan in regards to democratic nation, democratic confederalism, and self-government, and are being produced and delivered as part of the Potsdam University's Department of Sociology winter semester. The seminar will consist of a 15-week program that began in October and runs until February. Özlem Yeniay studied classical archaeology in her BA. She earned her MA degree in sociology from Mimar Sinan Fine Arts University in Istanbul. She is currently pursuing a PhD at the University of Potsdam with a project focusing on the landless rural workers movement and the Kurdish freedom movement in cases of local interventions against global capitalism in the 21st century. Oliver Schmidt is a research associate at the Center for Citizenship, Social Pluralism, and Religious Diversity. He holds a PhD in sociology from the University of Potsdam, and he teaches at the University of Potsdam on social class theory, Marxism, social closure theory, and conflict theory. Özlem and Oliver, such a very warm welcome to Media News today. Thank you both so much for agreeing to talk about these exciting seminars with us. It was such a really pleasant surprise for me to hear about these seminars that you have organized for the winter semester at Potsdam University. Özlem, perhaps you could begin by telling us a little bit about how the idea came about in the first place and how you went about organizing these seminars. Özlem and Oliver, welcome.
Hello, and thank you for the invitation, Mark. First of all, actually the idea came from Oliver, because I started to do my PhD after a few years in Turkey. I had to came to Germany and then start my PhD here in Potsdam University, since I was comparing these landless rural workers and Kurdish liberation movements' social practices. So I came Potsdam, and I started to do my PhD. Then after my first presentation, Oliver came to me with the idea that that would be maybe good, even amazing, to organize a seminar and talk about the anarchist philosophy, the roots of the Öcalan's ideas, maybe Bookchin as well. So we started to talk about it, how to organize, figure out. And yeah, that was the first idea, and it's going well. Maybe Oliver can carry on. Amazing. The rest.
Yeah, Oliver, if you could tell us a little bit more and then perhaps a little bit about the content of the course.
First of all, thank you, and it's a pleasure to have this interview and to talk about the seminar, actually. Happens very often. I have to say, I was always teaching with critical and political sociology. So you already mentioned I am teaching Marxism and so on and so forth. And also during my PhD, when I was doing research in the field of refugees, forced migration, church asylum, how the European Union actually exclude refugees from these asylum procedures here. I was also thinking, okay, as a sociologist, we can criticize society, we can make a diagnosis of society, of problems, of kind of exploitation in society, suppression, and so on and so forth. I thought it's not enough. And then I met actually Özlem. I was already doing a seminar on Marxism and how we can change actually society. And when Özlem introduced her topic, we learned each other. And I have to say I was quite impressed by these ideas, also by these anarchist ideas, because I have read about it, but I was not into these thoughts of anarchism. And so Of course, maybe the first idea that we can do a seminar together came from me, but actually it was more a dialectical way. So Aslam gave an input for the seminar, actually. And I have also to say that I learned actually a lot about this anarchist philosophy and theory, and it is really nice to have a seminar and to teach critical thoughts to the students, and to we try to overcome actually a knowledge of domination. I think this is also possible when we teach this anarchist theory, and when we look at the case of Rojava, to overcome an ideology and capitalist ideology that is ruling our society, and that is actually structuring our society in a certain way, that some groups are really exploited or suppressed and other groups are dominating here. Yeah, that is what I was intending by giving the seminar together with Aslam.
Well, you touched upon one of obviously the most important aspects for many people, and that is the this radical democracy that is developing in the northeast of Syria. And writing from prison after his capture in February of 1999, Abdullah Öcalan has inspired a new political movement based around the ideas of democratic confederalism. This model is developing on the ground in parts of Syria and Turkey. It represents to many an alternative to religious sectarianism, to patriarchy, to capitalism, and nationalisms, and kind of provides a revolutionary blueprint for a radical kind of democracy in the Middle East. And indeed, his ideas on ecology and environment make his ideas extremely relevant to modern day problems that we face in the world today. So, I mean, it's an extremely relevant and important seminar, really, in my view. Have you, for example, had a conversation, partnership or relationship with the autonomous administration in northeast Syria in Rojava in developing your seminar?
As a first thing, maybe we can talk about a little bit this democratic confederalism as a model. So that actually what it's a practice of to give the people power again, and like to organize a community again based on politics and values and ethics. So that's what capitalists, let's say, or the rulers, the power holders, afraid of. And because when you give back to the people right to speak again, and then it becomes a real danger, then they can go forward with their own demands, what they want from life and for the other species, for people, kind of ecology is part of it, kind of everything. Actually, during the seminar, we are also, by looking at these anarchist ideas and values, we are trying to practice the same ethical values, the ethics, trying to talk about it, trying to practice it during the seminar. So what is freedom? How can we deal with the hierarchy? How can we give the power back to the other people who is oppressed? Maybe during the class, women, trans people, maybe, I don't know, LGBT people, any kind. Even if there are no, like the other species, animals in the class, we are trying to talk about their rights and how to find a proper, fair system to be more free, more equal, more fair, and more happy, maybe. So that's the point. We are trying to, we have been trying to figure out the values of anarchism, and also trying to understand how can democratic confederalism as a tool of the society can give us an opportunity to construct an alternative for all of us, including the, especially gender and ecology perspective, the, including the oppressed ones. That's the point, and of Öcalan and for us as well. That what I can say in general.
Yeah, I can add some points. You mentioned in your question about this a political movement. And I think what we can do with the seminar is, of course, we are not a political movement now. We are not a social movement. But what we, or what our task or our responsibility is that we have an intellectual movement. And with this intellectual movement, we can give new ideas to the students and develop ideas together with the students on the basis of the papers we read, on the basis of the papers from Kropotkin to Bakunin to Öcalan and Murray Bookchin, and then to change actually the thinking of ourselves and of the students, and to abolish these capitalist structures also in our thinking. I think this is quite important. This is also what Louis Althusser had said when he's a Marxist, and he has written that we that ideology is so important or as a kind of pillar for our capitalist exploitative system. So, and this, we can change this actually. This is one point I want to say, that it's not only a political movement, it's also an intellectual movement. And also we can talk about that of course Öcalan is not only a political actor, he's also an intellectual actor now. He's through his writings and so on and so forth. Maybe to add something to Özlem's thoughts is what we can do, of course, is also to show how emancipation, how liberation can look like, how it can happen. And for this reason, these ideas of democratic nations, democratic nation written by Öcalan, but also the democratic confederalism, are really good papers where we get a idea how actually to implement maybe the more fussy and not so or more vague concepts of the old anarchist philosophers, because that was my impression during the seminar when we talked about freedom, positive and negative freedom, and these basic philosophical ideas. The students were really struggling with that. It was challenging. What is positive and negative freedom? And so the seminar is developing from this basic or broad philosophical ideas, and then we came to more concrete papers where we get really an idea what is how to implement this freedom, how to achieve freedom actually, also through the idea that for instance political decisions have to be made on in a bottom up way, and then we have this bigger coordination and administrative coordination in this federalist system. I think this is quite important. So what we can do actually is to draw a more concrete idea of how to change society with the papers by Öcalan, actually, also by Murray Bookchin. Yeah,
which is really why I was sort of asking the question whether, because of course these ideas are being implemented in the northeast of almost a third of the territory of Syria now are under. You know, the influence of these ideas which are being rolled out and are being absolutely lived on an everyday basis by people in what we know as Rojava or the Autonomous Administration of Northeast Syria. So I was just wondering whether you have been able to establish a sort of link or a conversation or a partnership with academics in Northeast Syria.
Yes, actually, from the beginning on, it was an idea. Maybe if we could organize something together with the University of Rojava and the students in there. So we already got in touch, And then we started to talk about it, like how to organize it, maybe for the next summer or winter. We don't know yet. And but it's an idea. For yeah, for sure there are some like obstacles, let's say language barrier, so we need to find a translator maybe, but that's the intention. And I just want to add something before I leave, because I'm working actually in a restaurant, so as a worker I'm talking in my break. So the point is that like Öcalan doesn't make any as like separation, division in between society, like intellectuals, class. He doesn't accept it anymore. Actually, he's saying that basically only the politics can bring us together. So, and to part of the politics, it's everyone else's due. Like everyone else's work has to be without any obstacles or barriers. So what we similar to Gramscian perspective, like organic intellectuals, like peer-to-peer learning, and so kind of dismantle the hierarchy at the academy as well, as a teacher and student. And so that's one of the goals of the seminar as well. And for us the same. So that's why we have invited three members of the Kurdish Liberation Movement, as they are the real actors. So we are trying to bridge, trying to be a bridge in between the students in Germany, maybe between Rojava, the students in Rojava, and the cadres of the movement, kind of, and the ideas of Öcalan, because Öcalan also doing the same thing, Gramsci, Bookchin, Kropotkin, analyzing the history, and then trying to come up with an idea how to feed ourselves, to find out another way of living. So we are basically pursuing taking the same path, following him, Bookchin, Öcalan, and the other scholars and activists. And yeah, basically like that I can say, and I can give you the word to Oliver and then say goodbye to you, both of you.
Özlem Yeniay, organizer of one of the seminars at the Potsdam University, academic, worker, activist. You have to go back to work because you very kindly joined us. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks.
And we will continue the conversation with Oliver. Thank you, Özlem.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Özlem. Yeah, maybe I can add some things. Özlem already mentioned that we were in contact with the University of Rojava. And actually, we had it would be nice to do something together, to have a summer school maybe, to have a workshop together. But for instance, our seminar now is for bachelor students, and the University of Rojava only have master students. So
okay,
there was a bit of contradiction. But I think the next time we can change that at the University of Potsdam. I also asked the international office at the and the faculty at the University of Potsdam, and it could happen that we can really introduce a formal exchange between the two universities. That's not so difficult actually. And that would be the bigger goal, to have it, to say that the University of Potsdam also gets a partner in the Rojava University and vice versa. That would be great. Maybe to add also some points, what Özlem said about how we are teaching with the students. This is always a problem, actually. Of course, we want to reduce hierarchies. So I hope we the students also feel free to speak and that we are on the same level. But at the end, you know, all the students, they need credit points. And this is really, this is also a small problem within the academic field. So we are teaching and they are coming to university because they want to have a credit point. This is a kind of alienation. Marx would say it's an alienation because it's not about only about the knowledge, but it's more about to get the title at the end and to get the credit points. So, and we also try to change it a bit. So to show the students it's not only about credit points, what they are doing here. It's about their own future, actually. And it's about to create new knowledge, and they can create it. They are experts, actually, for creating new knowledge. And yeah, that would be the idea also to reduce hierarchies during the seminar. Yeah, since, and yeah.
So, Oliver, I have to, where time is kind of against us, but one obvious question that we haven't really addressed full on is the first thing when I heard that there were courses, including the ideas of Abdul Rochlan, in a university in Germany, my first thought was, gosh, that is just incredible. You know, within the context of how the ideas of Rochlan and how the criminalization aspect of the whole Kurdish issue is implemented in Europe and especially in Germany, what would you say to have you had any challenges and obstacles, and what would your message be to academics in terms of the whole criminalization aspect?
Yeah, that is a good question. First, I can say we had no issues, no issues at the university. That's really good. However, we also have a good professor. He's also in all these kind of liberation or ideas of liberation of suppressed groups, and he's also a kind of active in this liberation of Palestinian people and so on and so forth. Yeah, and this is really a big advantage to have a professor where we are safe, but actually also at the university in Germany, and I think this is a really good aspect I like in Germany, that there is this freedom to teach and there is this freedom to do research we want to. And of course, this seminar is really political on the one hand. But what I have to add is that all our students also criticize, of course, the papers. They also are questioning the papers of Öcalan. It's not so that we are doing kind of, I do not know if it's in English the right word, propaganda.
Yeah,
we are discussing the papers, and of course, through discussing, we maybe also see points where we can criticize the ideas, where we can go further, actually. But this is a really basic intellectual process, I think. And so I would say, actually, I do not like the word, but I would say the university is a kind of safety space for teaching such ideas. Yeah. I cannot say how it's at other university, maybe other shares are different there, but in our case, it's really good. It's working, the students are interested, the students are really open for the ideas. Also the students, we have a lot of students, they were interested and active in this kind of anarchist movements before, but we also have students, they are new and they are critical, but they are more critical from this Marxist point of view because they say, no, this anarchist idea is too utopian. So, but that is okay. That is the reason why we have a seminar. What I would suggest to our researchers worldwide is also regarding this aspect of criminalization of the PKK and also the criminalization of Öcalan is, what we can do is, of course, we can always go on the street and protest and so on. This is a basic democratic mechanism we can use. But what we can do is actually, we can open a discourse. We can establish a discourse. And this is so important because I have a feeling there is, on the one hand, this is the criminalization of a PKK, but there's also a strategy to squeeze out this issue of this Kurdish issue out of the discourse. So we do not talk about it anymore. It's not important for media, for the mainstream bigger media. It's not important maybe for the research and so on and so forth. And I think every researcher, every teacher at the university, every student who is talking about this issue is creating a new discourse and establishing or trying to make or raise awareness actually about the problem. And this is what the university actually can do. And we can do in our democratic system. And then maybe also political actors change their opinion. Maybe they are influenced by papers we are writing, by discussions we are giving. Yeah, I think this is one recommendation to all of us also to think critical, to speak about these things. This is the most important aspect, not to forget about the Kurdish problems and issues in all these regions there. Yeah, that would I would say that.
Oliver Schmidt from the University of Potsdam in Germany. It's been absolutely fascinating hearing about these seminars that you are producing. And we would love to come back at a later date and find out how they've developed and what your future projects are. But for now, unfortunately, we've run out of time, Oliver. But so thank you so much for joining us today. And good luck with your seminars. Thank you, Oliver.